City of Destruction, an audio drama by JesusForSinners.com. Episode 4.
That was the worst one yet. Unbelievable. He might as well have just said, "I hate Christians, now leave." I'm so tired of this.
It doesn't sound like you're having a good day.
No, I'm not.
Hi, my name's Ken.
Hi, I'm Mark. Mark Sawyer.
What seems to be the problem?
That company. I just got out of an interview. I don't know. Maybe I'm the problem.
The interview didn't go well?
You could say that. The thing is, it was going so great. I thought this was finally the one. I graduated last June and I've been going on interview after interview. And, well, they all seem to turn out the same.
Well, it's hard for someone starting out. Most companies want you to have a little experience.
But I have experience. I've interned the last 3 summers. I even wrote a commercial app last year. I graduated near the top of my class. Experience, know-how, that's not the problem.
Well, it does sound like you know what you're doing. So what do you think the problem is?
You want to know what the problem is? I'll tell you. It's because I'm a Christian and I'm not afraid to say so. That's the problem. Now go ahead and tell me I've just got a martyr complex or I'm just imagining things.
Well, I can't say that you're imagining things. I work for that company. I'm a Christian too.
The interview was going so great. Then the guy asked me what I like to do for fun. I told him about all the church activities I'm involved in. You should have seen the look on his face. He made a little small talk, told me how much he liked my work, and then told me he didn't think I'd be a good culture fit for the company. Incredible.
Yeah, the culture fit thing. It's the new way of discriminating against people. Kind of like high school. If you don't fit in the clique, then you're out.
Yeah, exactly. Is that even legal?
It's a gray area. But what are you going to do? Spend all your time suing everyone? You're not going to get a job that way either. Besides, employment discrimination is one of the hardest things to prove. You waste a lot of time with all that.
Well, what am I going to do? Are all these computer companies like this?
Not all, but most.
Well, how did you get a job here, then?
Well, it's gotten worse in the last few years. To tell the truth, I was careful not to bring up my Christianity. I saw how Christians were kind of made fun of and ostracized at other places I'd worked. I guess I just learned over the years not to be so open about it. So I never really brought it up in my interview here.
What was it like after you got hired?
Ha! Just like every place else.
I thought companies were a big on inclusion these days.
Yeah, inclusion means gay, not Christian.
But when this guy was showing me around, he showed me the prayer rooms they have set up for people.
That's for the Muslims, and maybe the Buddhists. If you're a Christian, and you take 15 minutes to pray, your boss is going to think you're slacking off.
How do you put up with it?
Well, I have a mortgage to pay. I have a family to take care of. You just learn to deal with it.
But what about trusting God to take care of those things?
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to say.
Have all the places you've worked been like this?
Pretty much. When I first started, it wasn't as bad as now. Our society has gotten more corrupt, more arrogant. Most people think they're too smart for God. And if you believe in the God of the Bible, then you're just too dumb to know any better. You can imagine how detrimental something like that can be in an industry that's full of people who already think they're smarter than everyone else.
I can't believe it. I can't believe I wasted the last 4 years of my life. All that debt. How am I ever going to pay that off? I'm never going to find a place to hire me.
Can you send me a link to that app that you wrote last year?
Huh? Yeah.
Here's my card. Just email me the link and your resume.
What?
My group's looking for a programmer. Maybe I can help you out, if you still want to work here.
Ha, that's a good question. I'll send the link in the resume. I really appreciate your help. I need to think about this, though.
I understand. Think it over and let me know what you decide. We'll take it from there.
Okay. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate you doing this.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you standing up for God. There aren't a whole lot of people left who will do that anymore. Maybe having you around will give me more courage.
Thanks, Ken. I'll be in touch.
Good to see you, Harriet.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Good sermon, Pastor.
Praise God.
See you, Pastor.
See ya.
Pastor Jennings.
Mark, how are you?
Good. That was a good sermon. It's nice to hear about the strength that God gives people.
Yes, Stephen was faithful until the end, even unto death. That's the power of the Spirit.
Yeah. I pray for that kind of strength. I want to be faithful, but it can be hard sometimes.
Is there something wrong, Mark?
Oh, Pastor. You know I've been looking for a job ever since I got out of school, right?
Yes, your mom and dad mentioned that you've been having some trouble.
Pastor, these places are terrible. They don't like Christians. They use bad language all the time. They talk about filthy things and make crude jokes. They blaspheme God all the time.
So they're like the rest of the world.
They seem to be worse. I talked to a guy Friday who works in the computer industry. He said that almost every place he's worked at has been like that. But I talked to my mom and dad, and they said they don't see a lot of that kind of behavior, especially the language and blasphemy. They said it just isn't considered professional. But they did say that they notice less tolerance for Christians who talk about faith at their work.
It's becoming more acceptable to be unaccepting of Christians, that's for sure.
I know. What's going on?
Well, as a society moves farther and farther away from God, the things that remind them of God are less and less tolerable. When people are reminded of God by the behavior of His people, that conscience that God gave them wakes up a little. The Holy Spirit convicts them.
I can't believe how much they seem to hate Christians.
Well, at least they're not burning us at the stake yet.
Not yet. I mean, it's not like people are chasing me out of the building when they go on these interviews, but they're just so obviously uncomfortable when I bring up church or God or anything like that.
That would be that conscience I just mentioned. Most people have convinced themselves that God either doesn't exist or they embraced a false God that doesn't really have problems with sin. Why do you think our congregations got so small?
Yeah, I remember it used to be a lot bigger a few years ago.
People who are still living in sin don't want to hear about how God feels about sin. They sure don't want to come to church once a week and feel guilty about the sins they don't want to give up. So they go someplace that makes them feel good about who they are, just the way that they are, unrepentant sins included.
I like coming here. It's good to be reminded of how God wants us to behave. We're representing Him, after all.
Yes, none of us is perfect. But the issue is, what is our relationship to sin? Do we despise it the way God despises it? Do we want to not sin against God? Do we ask God to deliver us from temptation? Or do we chase after sin and trivialize and defend our sins? There's lots of people, even in churches, that love their sins more than God. They have no intention of turning from them and being obedient to Jesus. That's a bad sign. But they ignore that sign and just tell themselves they're safe because they go to church on Sundays. It's the desire to want to obey God that's one of the sure signs that we've been regenerated, that we're a new creation.
I'm trying to obey God with this job situation, but I just don't know what to do.
Just keep praying, Mark. I'm sure God will put you in a situation where you can serve Him and glorify Him.
Well, I think I have an opportunity. The guy I talked to Friday works for the company I interviewed with. He's a Christian. He said there was an opening in his group, but he said the environment is pretty bad. he's had to keep quiet about his faith.
It's a tough situation, but again, I tell you to pray. Ask God what he wants you to do. He might want you to be a witness for him. It sounds like an environment that could use one of God's ambassadors.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Mark! Mark! Andrea and I are going to go to the sandwich shop for lunch. Want to come?
Sure. You guys go ahead. I'll meet you down there. Thanks, Pastor. I'll pray about it. I have to find something soon. I need a job.
Trust God's timing, Mark. He'll take care of you.
Yeah. I just don't want to be one of those people that gets in an environment like that and then starts compromising what he believes. Like this guy Friday. He doesn't even bring up his faith. I got the sense that he doesn't do anything when all these things are going on around him. I don't want to be like that. We're supposed to be salt and light, right?
Right. And it's going to be difficult to do that. Jesus promised that the world would hate us because of him. We've been shielded from that in this city, but Christians in other cities have experienced persecution for a long time, and more overt persecution than we have now.
Yeah, at least they're not closing down churches or anything. I heard about that in other cities, churches having to go underground.
Well, we're not doing that here yet. Right now the persecution is more passive, but we shouldn't be surprised if someday they experience the same kind of persecution that Christians in other cities experience.
Wow. Do you really think that could happen here?
We've already seen signs of it. People being pressured by authorities to stop exercising their free speech rights in public. Businesses being undermined. More and more people are viewing us as hateful for even talking about sin.
How is it hateful to warn people about the trouble they're in? It would be hateful not to warn them.
I know, Mark, but that's not how the world sees it. They don't want to be reminded that they're sinning because they know deep down there are consequences for those sins. They'd rather lie to themselves. So the last thing they want is anyone telling them about the truth.
I never would have believed this was possible in our city if I hadn't been seeing it up close. This guy Friday really hit me. I thought I was just being paranoid or something, but it's like this stuff is going on and nobody wants to acknowledge it.
It's hard for people to admit that the things they always took for granted, that being on God's side was being on the side of the majority, aren't necessarily true anymore. I've seen a change in my lifetime, but it's young people like you that I really worry about. They're going to see hardships that my generation never had to face. The question is, how are you going to handle it?
I so desperately want to be faithful. I don't want to sell out.
Just pray for the strength to do the right things, Mark. Ask God to help you remain faithful.
Like Stephen, right?
Like Stephen.
Here he comes.
There you are. Hurry up, Mark. I'm starving.
You guys didn't have to wait for me.
We were trying to be polite.
I appreciate your sacrifice.
What do you want? It's on me today.
I can pay for my own sandwich.
Can you really?
No.
Don't worry. You can pay me back when you're an internet billionaire.
At the rate things are going, you're gonna have to be waiting a long time.
Why? What's going on?
I'll tell you when you get back with the food.
You have to tell me what you want first.
A job! A job!
Funny. I mean, what kind of sandwich?
Pastrami and sourdough. With brown mustard. And sauerkraut.
Gross. Want something to drink?
Large cola.
Got it. I'll be back.
Tough week.
More of the same.
Well, hang in there, buddy. God'll provide something for you.
Well, he might have already. I'm just not sure. I have to pray about it.
Did you get an offer?
Kinda. I'll explain it when Andrea gets back. How about you? How's business?
Good. We're already getting repeat business from our existing customers, and we have some new prospects coming in, too.
Wow, that's great, Brian. God's really blessed you. You just stepped right out of school into a great career. You've already got a successful business, and I'm still trying to get my first paycheck.
God's been nice to me, all right. Things have gone pretty smooth so far. There might be an issue with a new client, though.
What kind of issue?
How do you know what to do when someone wants you to do something you're not comfortable with?
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm trying to figure that out myself. I was talking to Pastor about that, actually.
Yeah, what did he say?
Pray and ask God for the strength to be faithful.
Yeah, it could cost a lot to be strong, though.
Yeah, we were talking about that, too. We talked about how Christians in other cities are being persecuted for their faith. He said we shouldn't be surprised if that kind of thing starts happening here.
Do you really think we'd have to worry about stuff like that? I mean, we're not like other cities. We have freedoms here. We're protected.
I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of stuff, Brian. It's subtle stuff, like under the radar, but it's there. If it's like this now, it could get worse in the future.
Here we go. Ham and cheese for you, Brian. Here's your orange drink. I've got my egg salad, and here's your stinky sauerkraut, Mark.
My stinky sauerkraut. Look who's talking with the egg salad sandwich.
Ugh, this smells like roses compared to that thing.
Hey, Brian, remember when we were kids and Andrew would bring egg salad sandwiches for lunch? Everyone would put their lunches in with their coats.
The coat room would smell for 2 days after she brought those sandwiches.
Yeah, and everyone would go home smelling like egg salad because of those coats.
Anyway, what were you guys talking about?
Mark was talking with Pastor about how Christians are being persecuted in other cities.
Yeah, he said we shouldn't be surprised if it starts happening here, too.
Starts? It's already happening.
They've been throwing you to the lions at school, Andrea?
You know, everyone says stuff like that. That unless you're suffering some physical torture or something, then you're not really being persecuted. But think about it. If you have to deal with stuff every day, people talking down to you or getting mad at you just because you talk about God, or not even talk about God, but just talk about how we should behave and the things we should do. People know this is what Christians believe, and they just get on you about it. It makes you hold back. It makes you censor yourself. And then you feel guilty all the time, like you're letting God down. You don't have to deal with this, Brian. You're your own boss. You don't have anyone coming down on you.
I have customers. I'm dealing with something right now, actually.
What's going on?
Have you heard about that new skater magazine coming out?
No.
You mean you guys didn't hear about it at the skate park?
No.
Well, there's a new skater magazine coming out. They want us to be their media company. They like that we're young and trying to make a name for ourselves, and they're ready to toss us all this business. But the magazine is bad. I mean, bad. It's got bad language, pictures of trashy women, even demonic stuff.
Wow.
And the worst part is, a big part of their demographic is children.
What is this?
Huh?
What do you mean?
It's like it's a plot to corrupt kids. I've told you about the stuff going on at my school. If parents only knew what kind of stuff was being thrown at their kids.
Well, these guys at the magazine said that parents don't really care. They're too busy with their own lives.
Huh. My principal said the same thing.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
I don't know yet? You're going to help them push this garbage at kids?
It's for adults too, Andrea.
Why would you want to push this stuff to adults either?
I know. I'm trying to figure out what to do.
You could just tell them no.
Yeah, I know. But it would be a huge deal for us. When word gets out that we're doing media for these guys, we could easily triple our business in a year or less.
Is it worth it, Brian?
I don't know. I could give some of that money to the church. We could certainly use it. And if we get big enough, then I'm able to turn down business I don't want. But right now...
This is kind of what Pastor and I were talking about. How do you keep from compromising? I have a chance to go work at a place, but the environment is terrible. They don't like Christians there. It sounds like I can't be open about my faith. I talked to this guy Friday, and he made it sound like your career would be dead before it started if people knew you actually believed the Bible.
You got a job?
I think so. I talked to this Christian guy that works at the company I interviewed with Friday. He's not the guy who interviewed me, but he said he had an opening.
If he isn't the guy you interviewed with, how did you find out about the opening?
Well, the guy who interviewed me told me I wasn't a good culture fit.
Culture fit?
Yeah, after I told him about the church stuff I do. Yeah. I was so mad I was talking to myself as I left the building, and this guy heard what I said. We started talking, and it turns out he's a Christian. He told me about all the bad stuff that goes on in the computer industry. I've already been learning that on my own, but it was weird hearing someone else confirm it. He said he had a position open if I was still interested in working for that company.
Wow. So you're going to take it?
I don't know. That's what I wanted to talk to Pastor about. I've been praying. I don't know if I should stay away from an environment like that so I don't start censoring myself like Andrea was talking about, or if I should be there and be a witness for God.
It's hard to know what to do.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep praying and talking to you guys. What do you think?
Well, you got to work someplace, Mark. Maybe if you're there, people will not be so willing to act that way because they'll know you don't approve of that stuff.
Maybe. What do you think, Andrea?
I don't know. I don't think people care if they make you feel uncomfortable. I've already gotten in trouble a bunch for expressing how I feel about the things that are going on in my school. Did I tell you? I'm supposed to tell one of my students not to write about Jesus.
What?
What?
Yeah. There's an essay contest at my school, and all the kids are supposed to write about the person who's influenced their lives the most. One girl in my class wrote about Jesus. I was told by the principal that I need to tell her to rewrite her paper, that we can't talk about stuff like that at school.
Wow, that's incredible.
Is that even legal?
I don't know, but I don't have time for this to work its way through the courts. I'm supposed to talk to her this week so she can rewrite her paper. You know what the worst part is? The principal said that we want these kids to become intelligent citizens. Like, if they're Christians, they're not intelligent.
Huh. The guy I talked to on Friday said the same thing about the computer industry. People just figured you're stupid if you actually believe the Bible.
And she said we need to get these kids to stop believing in fairy tales so they won't hold society back. We're supposed to save them from the negative influences of their Christian parents.
Man, I'm glad I don't have kids.
But you probably will someday. If it's this bad now, how bad is it going to be with your kids in school?
What's going on here, guys? What is this?
It's nothing new. The devil's been up to the same tricks for a long time.
Yeah, we've been spoiled. We haven't had to deal with this before, but now it's here. What are we going to do?
Pray. Pray.